Hello, my name is Jamie Ruers, and I'm the events manager here at the Freud Museum. You are standing in the museum's exhibition room. However, it was once Sigmund and Martha Freud's bedroom. Freud rarely slept in this room. During his final year of life in this house, he was often ill and found the stairs too challenging. Instead, he slept in his study, while Martha slept here. The exhibition room has displayed contemporary art exhibitions for over 30 years. The museum's reputation for innovative, exciting shows has seen collaborations with artists such as Mark Wallinger, Alice Anderson, Louise Bourgeois, Gavin Turk, and more. Displayed here is the exhibition Mercy Hospital, by American artist Ida Applebrook. Ida Applebrook was born in the Bronx, New York, in 1929. As a pioneering feminist artist, Applebrook's work addresses themes such as gender politics, sexual identity, violence, power, and domestic space in her multimedia artworks. She has spent the past 5 decades conducting a sustained inquiry into the polemics of human relations, with an instantly recognizable style of simplified human forms with bold outlines. In 2009, Ida Applebrook's assistants found a box labeled Mercy Hospital, long forgotten by the artist. Inside were drawings produced during a period in 1969 to 1970, when she was struggling with her mental health. She had checked herself into San Diego's Mercy Hospital for 6 weeks, where she had created over 100 drawings in sketchbooks. The Mercy Hospital drawings have been accompanied by famous literary texts selected by the artist. They include Charlotte Perkins Gilman's The Yellow Wallpaper, a short story describing a woman's experience of a nervous breakdown, Franz Kafka's Metamorphosis, highlighting Gregor Samsa's experience of waking up as something other than himself, and Sigmund Freud's clinical case studies, namely Little Hands and Dora. The artworks on display here at the Freud Museum feature bold line drawings of human, animal, and abstract figures with bursts of vibrant colors. They combine black Indian ink, pencil, watercolor, and pastel. Many are annotated with questions and statements that load the works with additional readings, hinting at the artist's fragile state of mind at the time of production. The Freud Museum's unique space and history offers an intimate setting to appreciate and contemplate these small-scale works and the context in which they were created.
This is the last room on the tour, and we hope this guide has been helpful. You can visit the shop and garden again as you leave the museum, and we would also be grateful for any donations or further support. If you want to stay in touch with the museum, please sign up to our mailing list. Thank you for coming today, and we hope you have enjoyed your visit.